こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、パンデミックにより飛行機で旅行に行けない状況が続いていることを受け、先週木曜日、カンタス航空が目的地のない7時間半のフライトのチケットを販売開始したところ、134席が10分で完売し、カンタス航空史上最速で売り切れたフライトとなりました。景色の旅と名付けられたこのフライトは、通常は国際長距離線で使われる B787 ドリームライナーで、10月10日にシドニー国内空港を出発し、グレートバリアリーフやエアーズロック、ボンディービーチなど有名な観光地の上を低空飛行します。機内エンターテインメントは用意されていませんが、代わりにサプライズ MC が登場する予定です。チケットの値段はビジネスクラスが日本円でおよそ28万円、プレミアムエコノミーが13万円、エコノミーが6万円で、エコノミークラスの真ん中の席はソーシャルディスタンスのため空けてあります。
Due to the pandemic, travelers remain restricted from flying to many tourist destinations. In response to this, since Thursday of last week, Qantas began selling tickets for a 7.5-hour flight with no destination. 134 seats were sold in just 10 minutes, making it the fastest a Qantas flight has ever sold out. The flights, which Qantas calls scenic flights, will depart on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner,beginning from October 10th and fly over tourist destinations like the Great Barrier Reef, Ayers Rock, and Bondi Beach. No in-flight entertainment will be available. Instead, a surprise MC is planned to make an appearance. The ticket prices are as follows. Business class is 280,000 yen, premium economy is 130,000 yen, and economy is 60,000 yen. The middle seat will be left open in economy class for the purpose of social distancing.
そう、あの需要次第では今後同じようなフライトを増やすかもっていうふうにカンタスの人は言っていた、
うん、
まああの排出 CO2 排出的な意味で言うと、まあどこに行くわけでもなくただ飛ぶっていうのは環境的にはどうなのか疑問しかないんだけども、うん、あのオーストラリアはまあ、今パンデミックもちろん他の国もそうだけど、国内の移動制限がかかっているので、州によってこうなんか入州規制が違うらしいんだよね、うん、なのでこう自由に州をまたいで他のところに行けるっていうわけじゃないので、まあこういうふうに飛行機に乗って他の州を上から見ましょうみたいな面白いよね。まあこれ天気にもよるからね、天気が良ければあの低空飛行して綺麗に見えると思うんだけど、天気が悪いとどうなんだろうねっていう。
Would you want to do this?
ね、全然やりたくない、
no?
だって7時間半だよ、結構長いよ。
Yeah, you could go somewhere pretty cool. From Australia, where can you go in 7.5 hours? Most of、Southeast Asia, can you go to the South Pole?
I don't know, but... まあ最初、機内エンターテインメント用意されていませんって見たときに、7時間半もあるのに何も映画とかやってくれないのって思ったんだけど、よく考えたら、目的地もないわけだから、このフライトに乗って映画見てたんじゃさ、確かにまあ家で見ろやって感じで意味ないよね。
Well, なんか you might have some boring parts of the flight. Like maybe you're really interested inAyers Rock, but like Bondi Beach is like, yeah, okay, it's a beach. You know,、
yeah.
I kind of want my in-flight entertainment.
しかも窓側の席だったらまあ結構見えるけど、そうじゃないとね、なかなかそんなに、なんていうの、333なんだよね、多分あの席がね、
うん、
そうするとなんだろう、で真ん中が空いてるから窓際の人は見えるけど、その隣の隣の人とかはさ、まあ、シートベルトサインが消えてればちょっと腰浮かしてみたりはできるかもしれないけど、どうなんだ、どこまでこうで真ん中の人はね、真ん中って何、333のその2個目の3、mm-hmm. わかる、
How do they see?
見えないよね、まあ全く見えないわけじゃないけど、
So they're, they're, They will have people sitting in that middle row, like on the ends.
I think so.
The aisle seats.
I think so, yeah.
And they're like leaning out over the aisle, like trying to peek past these two people's heads. Like some couples there, and this guy the whole time is like staring past them.
しかも高いじゃん。一人で行ったとしても最低6万だし、二人でだとね、12万以上かかっちゃうから。どうなんか不思議なんだっけ。でも人気があるというか、まあ一瞬で売り切れたから行きたい人は結構いるっ
ていうことだよね。 I think it's kind of the novelty. It's like, yeah, I was on that plane.
まあまあ話の種にみたいな。でも7時間半だよ。絶対やだ私。なんか、フライトってさ、その目的地に行くっていうことがあるから我慢できるものだから、私にとっては。それもなしでただ乗って帰ってくるだけ。なんか、羽田出て羽田に帰ってくるみたいな。
You have to go through security for this? Did they say? Like, do you need to go through? I mean, I'm coming back right to the same place, so... I mean, I guess they still don't want you to, like, hijack the plane or something, right?
Right.でもまあもともと国内線ターミナルだから国際線ぐらいの厳重なセキュリティではないかもしれないけどでもまあ一応いろいろチェックはするでしょうね。
What about the swab test for the bull ウイルス? Do you have to get that stick rammed up into your third eye to get on this and just fly in a circle?
I don't think so. It didn't say.
But they are doing 感染対策 on this flight, right? So, and you wouldn't want an infected person on your flight for 7.5 hours straight,
yeah.
right? Especially if you're not even going anywhere.
Right.
That's the worst way to get infected.
まあ飛行機はね、結構換気がすごい激しいらしいから、普通の部屋にいるよりはマシなのかもしれないけど。どうだろうね。え、これやりたい?
I'd be interested in some version of this. So what I want to get into one of those drones, those like human drones,
okay.
and then do a fly around, touristy fly around with that. I think that would be cool. But right now, I just don't really want to be in a plane with hundreds of people breathing the same air, you know, because there is some risk with that. And, I'd prefer to, yeah, like you, I'd prefer to end up somewhere else at the end of the trip.
7時間半で、もうだから、まあ日本から言うとハワイにもうちょっとで着くぐらいの あの時間だからさ、まあまああるよね。だからこれだとね、朝出て夕方帰ってくるって感じだった。
What about,
謎の一日だよ。
There are a lot of things like this, right? Like you can take some tours and get on like a boat or get on a train and it'll go somewhere and
yeah,
come
I mean,
back, right?
例えばそのパリとかでもさ、まあ、パリじゃなくてもいいんだけど、その川下りみたいなのあるじゃん。船に乗ったまんま、あ、右手に見えるのは何ですか、カニですとか。それもさ、なんかやっぱ川にの中にいて、なんていうの、風とかもあるし、あの景色はもちろん全員見えるし。
When you get off,
飛行機とちょっと違う。
あのパリの船。When you get off, are you where you got on?
The one I did, no.
How do you
get
back?
Somewhere else.
Oh.
I don't know. I took the train or something. Subway.
Oh.
まあ、
roller coasters go back. You know.
Roller coasters はそうだけど、でもまあ、
right?
スピードとかあるから。
Why don't they make a roller coaster that goes somewhere? You know, you get
what?
Off the roller coaster. It's like, wow, that was so much fun. And I got to work. Or
that's,
we just always make roller coasters
much.
Go in a circle.And like you have to get out, like, why don't they make a theme park where you use the roller coaster to get to the other side?
Right.
Instead of like getting off where you got on and you're like trying to get out of the way because the next
well,
people are getting on.
Well, that's Wait. Ah, so か. Do they always come back to where you were though? Oh no, but
eventually,
no, like,
but they need the roller coaster
really, right?
back.
Well,
they
yeah,
don't take
but, like,
it off the track and like ship it back.
I guess
it's always a circle, right? Roller coaster.
Yeah.
The circle so part's fine, so but cool. I'd like it to stop once on the other side of the circle, right? Or is that just too complicated?
そういうのないっけ?常に同じとこで降ろされるっけ?どこでも。
It's just a fun train, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you take the train if you were like sitting outside and you had this bar over your lap? Like, if that's what the train was like? It seems safer than what we're doing now.
That sounds fun. でも grandpa とか grandma's ちょっとかわいそうじゃないか。
They can take the old train.
風とかバーみたいな。何の話だよ。
I rode a steam locomotive train. I think it's steam. Maybe it's
Thomas.
Maybe it's Thomas.
Was it Thomas?
It was Thomas-ish, and it was in Verde Canyon.
What color was
in
it?
In Arizona. I don't remember. It looked really cool, though.
Okay.
I don't remember the color. I think it was just a...
Was it black?
Normal color. I think it was black, but it had these open sections between the cars. So they have the car where people are, and it has like a bar in there and stuff. And it's like all windows on the sides. And then if you leave the car and go to the next car down, it's like this open carriage, like you're outside. So you're just outside standing on this platform, which is on this train, and the train is just flying through the craziest looking like desert scenery you've ever seen. Like crazier than movies and stuff, because you're just going through these canyons, and the tour guide was super amazing too. But at the end, the train reaches the end of that line, and then they have locomotives on the back of the train so it can just turn around.
Oh, right.
I mean, actually, the point is that they don't have to turn around.
Right.
It can just go back.
My son would love that, John.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Whenever we go out now, Florida にもあるんだけど、そういう、ま、フロリダのは本物じゃなくて、もう本当になんか、そういう子供エンターテインメント用のちっちゃい電車みたいな。そう、電車っていうか機関車みたいな。そういうのとかさ、自分が大人になって乗らないじゃん、普通。
Yeah, the one, this one in Verde Canyon is like, it would be like the greatest day of his life.
Yeah, right.
It's so trained.
Sounds like it.
It's super old school. It pulls into some old like town that these people had started to build, but it's like not really built. And there's a whole like history of how the first people settled there, and they were like making like Irish people like lay down these rails, and tons of people were dying trying to build this thing.
Jesus.
It's like, crazy stories.
でもこれでこうパンデミックが落ち着いたらみんな狂ったように旅行行くのかな? That's what I've been wondering.
There's going to be a pent-up desire to like do that. I mean, what else is... No one's thinking about doing anything else, right? Everyone's waiting for the pandemic to be over so they can travel. That's like... No one's really thinking about that much.
Like, let's go somewhere super far, みたいな。
How low does this plane fly? Do you know?
No.
I saw something. They were saying 30,000 feet.
Okay.
That's like 10,000 meters. So it's lower, but it's not that much. It's not like super low. So it's still going to be like, it's still going to feel like you're in an airplane, you know, like you're just
it's not,
they're saying it's like a low altitude flight, and it is.
What's the standard altitude? 多分窓からすごいいい写真は撮れると思う。それは絶対あると思う。
Yeah, but there's only two out of nine seats, right? And they don't have space like in front or behind you. So there's someone sitting right behind you. So if I recline my seat, someone's like breathing on my head.
そんなに狭くない。
If they made space between the rows, then you'd be down to one out of nine. And I think the plane would only seat like 25.
Yeah, there are going to be people behind you and in front of you.
But if you really did good Kansen Taisaku, you'd end up with like only being able to seat like 30 people on the entire plane.
Right.
If they needed a window seat.
しかもさ、エンジンの席あるじゃん。エンジンのすぐ後ろとかさ。この羽のところだとさ、窓を見てもなんていうの、窓がこう 100% あったとしたら、もうな何3割2割しか見えないみたいな席もあるじゃんね。
うん。
そうだからそうするとやっぱこのサプライズ MC のエンターテインメント力に頼るしかないよ。
Is he doing that for 7 hours? Like how much is?
I don't know. わかんない。これは結構。え、なんて書いちゃったかな。なんかあんま興味なかったから流し読みしちゃったけど、オーストラリアの人だったらわかるだろうなみたいな。あの人はもちろん誰かは発表されてないんだけど、サプライズだから。でもまあ、
うん、
その国内で人気ある人みたいな。
And there's nothing about how long they're gonna perform for.
No.
I mean, they're gonna be on the plane the whole time, right?
yeah, obviously.
they parachute out the door halfway through.
次、TikTok はアメリカ市場での運営を禁止されたことに対し、今週火曜日連邦裁判所に差し止めを申し立てました。テッククランチによると、9月18日の時点で TikTok 側はアメリカ政府とトランプ大統領を相手に訴訟を起こしており、大統領選挙を6週間後に控えた段階で何億人もの国民に TikTok を新規にダウンロードできなくさせるのは権限を逸脱していると主張しています。禁止措置は先週日曜日から実行される予定でしたが、米国事業をオラクルとウォールマートに売却することが決定したため1週間延期となっています。一方、中国政府は昨日チャイナデイリーに、このディールはいじめの結果であり承認する理由がないという旨の社説を掲載しました。
TikTok, in response to their ban from operating in US markets, filed a suit on Monday in federal court. According to TechCrunch, as of September 18th, TikTok will be suing the US government and President Donald Trump, claiming it is beyond their authority and that hundreds of millions of Americans who have not yet downloaded TikTok will be shut out 6 weeks before a national election. While the ban was scheduled to take effect from Sunday of last week, it was postponed by 1 week as agreements to have TikTok's U.S. business sold to Oracle and Walmart are underway. Yesterday, China's government stated via an article in the China Daily that the deal is the result of bullying and that they have no reason to acknowledge it.
So, このディールもなんか実際ディールの後に何パーセントを誰が保有するのかみたいのが情報が錯綜していて、ますますめちゃくちゃな感じになっているよね。
うん、
まあこれはその私の個人的な理解では TikTok の動作がそのアプリ自体の挙動がどうこうっていう問題ではないよね、もはや。もともとはなんかそういうさ、うん、あのクリップボードのあの何に貼り付けられたものを取得してるとかそういうところから始まった気がするけど、もはやそういうことではないというか。
What is the user data privacy, those sorts of concerns with the app now?
Well, だからその動作自体の問題っていうのは別にアメリカのアプリでもなんかちゃんとユーザーに アグリーメントを取らずになんかバックグラウンドで情報取得してたりっていうのは、まあ、よくあるじゃん。なのでそういう問題っていうよりかはその何今までは、まあ、中国で普通に Facebook、Twitter、Google、Amazon とかアメリカのサービスで使えないものってたくさんあるわけだよね。普通に禁止されてるか、まあ、撤退してるかどっちかで、日本も多分ニコニコ動画とか中国で普通に使えないと思うんだけど、まあ、それはこう、まあ、非常に不均衡ではあるけれども、まあ、ルールを厳守してる限り中国のサービスは別にアメリカで使えますよっていう、それがこう民主主義だし自由で良いところだったと思うんだよね。でだから人権団体はもう結構今回のトランプ大統領の決定に反対してたりするわけだけど、ただやっぱり変わってきてるなと思うのはそのユーザーを保護するっていう視点でいくと、例えばアメリカの企業と政府の関係って考えた時に、なんだろう、ユーザーにとってすごく不利なことを政府がじゃあ情報を出せって求めてきた時に、例えばアメリカの企業だったら、まあ、拒否してくれるだろうなっていう期待値があるわけじゃない。その政府と癒着してこうユーザーの情報を勝手に政府に流したりとか当局に渡したりとかはしないであろうっていう、まあ、ある程度の信頼があるわけだけど、中国の企業ってなった時にそれが本当にそうなのかなっていう不信感があると思うんだよね。 TikTok は政府に情報を渡さないって言ってるけれども、その渡させない方法もないし渡さないだろうと思う、なんで そこを信頼する理由もあんまりないっていうか正直、
うん、
っていうこうなんか不信感が募って今こうなってるんじゃないかと私は思ってるんだけど。
Well, they don't really have a way to. I mean, I think the Chinese government can just request data from any Chinese company and they can pretty immediately access it without any sort of legal process or.You know.
そうだから TikTok はそれをやりませんって言ってるんだけど、なんかそれをやらないっていうことが本当にできるのかっていうのはすごく、まあ、正直疑わしいし、まあ、もともとあのメイク動画に見せかけて女の子がさこうメイクしながらウイグルの弾圧の話をしてるやつがすごい話題になったじゃない。でそれが TikTok で削除されて、まあ、その投稿した女の子も一時期バンされてたわけだけど、
うん、
なんかそういうところでやっぱりこう政府に気を使ってる、どこまでその気を使ってるのかとどこまで政府に監視されてるのか、どこまで政府の言う通りに企業がはいはいって従ってるのかも分かんないし、まあ今まで出たこうウイグルのレポートとかでも TikTokは名指しされて公安当局に直接的な形で協力してるっていう風に指摘されてたこともあるし、なので私は普段結構、まあ、社会的にもエコノミー的にも自由であるべきだと思っているし、多分それが理由で Facebook とか他の IT 企業は今回のアメリカ政府の動きに反対意見を出してはいるけど、私は結構個人的にはこれはある程度しょうがないというか、なんか他にどうすればいいのかなというか、なんていうの。
Well, they found that TikTok was collecting data from largely children, like many of their users are, like I think it was a staggering proportion was under 14 years old, and all that information has already, you know, is being processed by the Chinese government.And I don't think the U.S. Has any basis for entrusting a wholly Chinese-owned company with the user data of U.S. citizens, given the actions of the Chinese government regarding user privacy and, you know, the security law that they passed, which gives them further, you know, reach. into these yeah. kinds of abuses. There's no have you seen the interviews with these top executives of TikTok? They're just like, we are not influenced by the Chinese government. I mean, it's just give me a break. Like, I don't find it credible.
Yeah.
The reason why China bans these technologies from the Chinese market is because what we've observed is that they steal all of the IP and they create a domestic homegrown version of the same app.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically lock foreign companies out of their market and then, you know, and then have apps operating overseas that are collecting crazy amounts of data. I mean, there's a reason why the FTC was investigating. And it's not just TikTok. There have been issues with WeChat and ZTE and Huawei
yeah.
and the modem bugging and, you know, and if this company, by being wholly Chinese owned, is in a position where it would immediately just have to give information over to the Chinese government. And there's also the possibility of information leaking from such an institution to the government, even if, you know, technically there are rules in place and that's not supposed to be happening.
そう、だからまあアメリカの人権団体が言ってることとかを見るとそのレギュレーションを変えるべきであってそのアメリカの政府が名指しでじゃあこの企業はいいこの企業はダメみたいに恣意的に選ぶっていうのは良くないみたいなことを言っててそれは確かにそうなんだけどなんかじゃあでもどうしたらいいんだろうって特にこう TikTok みたいにじゃあ1億人国内にユーザーがいてこれから若い子たちどんどん多分新しく利用者も増えていきますっていう時になんかじゃ逆にどうすれば
Well, I think,
いいのかっていうのは思うけど
I think everyone agrees with that part. The concern here is that if this data is mined and ends up in the hands of the Chinese government and the Chinese government is involved in activities with that data which could pose some sort of national security concern, then they don't want to have that be wholly China owned. It's, you know, it's
right.
It's what China does all day long. I mean, there's only been one factory not China owned in China. It's they require all their factories to be owned, at least half of it, by the Chinese government or have required such for quite some time.
なんだろう、アメリカのサービスは中国で使えないけど、中国のやつはアメリカで使ってほしいっていうなんかすごいアンバランスな感じになってるなっていうのがまあ一つあるし、一昨日ちょうどNYPD の警官がスパイしてたっていうので捕まったよね。
うん。
その人はチベットからチベット人でチベット生まれでチベットでその中国政府に弾圧されましたって言ってアメリカに亡命してたはずなんだけどアメリカ国内のチベットコミュニティを監視して中国政府に情報を送ってたっていう、
うん、
だ実際にそういうケースもあるわけでなんかそういうのがあるとやっぱちゃんとっていうかこういうスパイとかじゃなくて本当に普通に生活してる中国系のアメリカ人の人にもすごく迷惑だし、なんかその人たちまで疑われちゃうじゃん、
mm-hmm.
で人種差別とかもまたさスティミュレートされちゃうと思うし
It's a real problem and it's certainly yeah. difficult to address without you know making people feel really bad. I don't know what they're going to dodo. I don't know how these, you know, federal investigations for these kinds of spies even work. I know that Japan has had a certain anxiety about spies. But, you know, the overall IP situation and these, you know, IT industries, companies. I mean, it needs to be more reciprocal, I think, between China and other countries. It seems to be trending that way, for better or worse. I mean, I wish it was more reciprocal by China allowing more foreign business, because it's just causing a lot of tension.
Yeah. うん、こうやって国境を越えて使ってるユーザーが大量にいるときに、その一つの国のプロパガンダがめちゃくちゃ反映されてる。例えばウィグルっていう言葉を言ったら消されちゃうとか、そのアルゴリズムで下の方に来るようになっちゃうとか、そのあのメイク動画みたいにウイグルの弾圧の話をしたら普通に消されてバンされるとか、それがやっぱその他国のプロパガンダが自分の国に使ってるユーザーにまでアプライされちゃうってなると、それはちょっとね普通に問題だと思うから。
Well, imagine that it was like Twitter, right? And so no one on Twitter was allowed to say anything, you know, about the Uyghur situation or, you know, I don't know if you saw about the labor camps and what's going on in Nepal, but, you know, what is, you know, if we're just going to have, we can have the right values and we can sit around and say like, I don't approve of what China's doing, but there's no leverage without a more reciprocal situation. There's no leverage without a situation in which, you know, we can take things away from China and try to put pressure on them. I mean, I think this is some form of sanction. I mean, it's not explicitly such, but kind of like the ZTE thing or the Huawei thing is, you know, has a sanction-like effect. And, you know, that may not be, you know, the straight, most appropriate use for it, but... I think there are several reasons why this is happening, and yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want there to be some massive platform just skewing everything to, you know, China's amazing and you can't criticize, you know, this entity.
Yeah. そうなんだよね。
We're seeing that influence across various industries, and we're seeing that influence in wholly owned American institutions.
これだから日本はどうするんだろうって思うけどね。アメリカで本当にまあ TikTok バンされますってなったら、まあ日本でもなんか多分政治家の人を話してるっぽいけど、I don't know what they're gonna do.
Some countries have banned TikTok already.
Yeah, like India.
I think Bangladesh. Maybe one other. I can't remember. But.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if Chinese Americans start being, you know, suspects in this sense, it would obviously extend to all Asians living in the United States, including Japanese people, you know. So hopefully that's not going to be a thing. I don't think it's, you know, it's not, I really don't know how pervasive it is, you know. Are there just spies all over the place? I don't think it'll be like at the airport. It's going to be, you know, when you try to get a job at, you know, if you're Chinese and you try to get a job in like, Space Force or something like aerospace, then it's going to be way tougher, I think, or there'll be more extensive checks or something. A certain information is sensitive in that sense.
ね、だからそれになんかまあ警戒する、まあ国として警戒する方に流れていってしまう。だろうし、さっきも言ったけど、その何も関係ない中国系アメリカ人の人とかで、それこそ普通にそういう、まあ、ミリタリーとか NASA で働きたいとかそういう人もいっぱいいるだろうから、こうそういう人たちもすごいかわいそうだしね、何してくれてんだみたいな。 So this is weird. getting weirder.
What do you think is going to happen? What if the U.S. just went full China and just said no China apps in our country? You know, I mean, that's sort of how the administration has operated with these trade deals. You know, it's sort of like, yeah, if you tax this product, then we're going to put a tax on that product. And, you know, you're not going to sell us this stuff unless you buy this stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. So.
Actually, I listened to, なんか結構前の This American Life の香港のプロテストの話をやっと聞いて最近すごい面白かった。こう私の感覚で言うとさ、香港に自分が住んでたら絶対プロテストに参加する側の人間でだと思うじゃん。でその番組ではこうそのプロテストにカウンタープロテストしてる人にインタビューしてて、その自由がなくなっちゃうのにどうしてプロテストに反対してるのかっていう、それはそれですごい面白かった。なんか、まあ、Black Lives Matter、 Black Lives Matter とかにもつながってると思うんだけど、その要は、まあ、みんながみんなじゃないと思うんだけど、そのインタビューされた人は例えばもうチャイナに統合されることは元から決まってるっていうことで諦めてるんだよね。でその諦めてるところに、なんだろう、そのプロテストがあってすごいみんな怪我したりとか道が封鎖されたりとか、まあ、自分の日常生活に害が及んできている、からその目の前の日常生活の害の方が嫌だみたいな、なんかそっちの方を先にどうにかしたいから自由がなある程度なくなっちゃってもういいやっていう気持ちになっちゃったみたいな。それはすごく
I can sympathize with that too though.Because if you don't think it's going to work, and you know, I've been saying, I'm not that optimistic.
Yeah.
If there are reasons to be optimistic, I'd love to hear them. But.
So, あとまあ一つ、あの、まあこれは多分みんな思ってると思うんだけど、その激しくプロテストすればするほど、あの、中国政府からの締め付けがより暴力的なものになる。からそっちの方が逆に怖いみたいな。
And that's true too. だからもうおとなしく
自由を諦めた方がいいっていう。だからどっちも、まあ、それもそうだし、だからそのプロテストしてる人たちからすると、もうちょっとでも望みがあるんだったら、リスクを冒してでも戦いたいっていうことなわけじゃない？そこでこう、同じ立場にいる、なんだ、同じ地域に暮らしている人たちの中でも意見が分かれてるっていう。それはすごい興味深かった。
Do you think you would be protesting if you were there now?
Yeah.
That you could, I mean, all the bad things could happen to you, to your family.
そうでもなんだろう。そうだから自分が若くて子供いないとかだったら、まさにそういう子もインタビューされてて20代の女の人。で自分もそうやってやるかなと思うけど、確かに小さい子供がいて。目つけられたらどうなっちゃうか分からないとか、自分が本当に逮捕されちゃうかもしれないとか、しかもなんだろう、逮捕されたらどうなっちゃうか分からないわけじゃんってなった時に、yeah. じゃあ道に出て行ってこう大声でいろいろ叫べるかっていうと、それは難しいんだろうなとも思うし。
Yeah, that'd be, I think, I don't, I mean, are you sure that you would do that?
I just said I'm not sure, you know, especially if I had a kid. And I think that's why, だからこそその国際社会みたいなのがすごい大事だと思うから、その自分が関係ないと思って周りの国々がこう黙ってるっていうのは一番怖いから、と思う。
I think people feel that way, like you were saying about, you know, the protests that are going on in the United States.And it's not necessarily, you know, for some people they just live there and they don't like, you know, because it's been going on for some time now. And there are, you know, real consequences for, you know, if you get arrested or if you're part of some group and they're doing something dangerous, you know, you could end up in real trouble. So, you know, I don't have children and I'm not married, but if I had children and I was married, I wouldn't. But you know, so like when people say things like, you know, they want less law enforcement, you know, for some people who, if they have children and they feel physically weak, you know, like I'm probably more comfortable than a small, weaker person that has children who may need, you know, like if we all just want to go lawless and duke it out on the street, like I might do okay. I might die in 5 seconds, but I might do okay. You know, I certainly have more confidence and I have less, you know, I'm not worrying about like my children and I'm not worrying about like, right. So It's not strictly, like a political value, right? It's also like what people have to lose and things like that.
でもなんかそうでなんかやっぱその近年ポリコレ警察みたいに言われるけど、それとまあ似ていて、自分がカウンタープロテストしてるとか、そのプロテストに反対してるっていうことをまあ公に言えない、それを言ってしまうと、まあめちゃくちゃ攻撃されるから。そこで もはや自分は言論弾圧されてるみたいなことを言っていて、なんかなんだろう、私は多分なんだろう、カウンター、自分が香港に住んでたら多分カウンタープロテストしてる人たちのことすごいムカつくと思うんだよね、正直言って。だけどその人たちの意見を聞くと、まあ確かにそれもそうだなというか、
They're scared. They see a mob, right? They don't want to be pressured. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be judged.
そう、まあ、その人たちの意見に自分は同意はしないけども、確かにそうやって攻撃するだけだとさらに分断が強まってしまって、こうね、あの協力して、あの欲しいものは同じなんだよね、実は。あのその人たちも自由はキープしたいと思ってるわけであって、欲しいものは同じなんだけど、すごい対立構造にさせられてしまっているというか、なって陥ってしまってるから、それは結構聞いてて辛いなと思ったし、日本だったらどうなるかなって思った時に、逆に日本はそのカウンタープロテストみたいな方の声が強くなりすぎそうっていうのは思うけど、なんかこう他人に迷惑をかけるなとかそういうのが、なんだろう、すごく強いから、だから Black Lives Matter とかも結構理解されない。で、大坂なおみ選手のことをめちゃくちゃこう誹謗中傷したりする人がなぜかめちゃくちゃいっぱいいるみたいな、日本は。なんかそれちょっと特殊な文化があるから。
Well, when she started talking about that, a lot of people here were really amped and anxious about the virus, and they didn't have any backstory or any context for what she was talking about. You know, so for them,They see, you know, the virus is sort of the main concern, and this racial issue is like a U.S. concern, right?
でもなんだろう、彼女に対して誹謗中傷してる内容とかを見ると、別に it wasn't like they were worried about the virus, you know, they were just attacking her.
What, so, just insults?
Yeah, and like...I mean, a lot of people believe that, you know, Black Lives Matter is just like a terrorist group that's vandalizing the cities, and, you know, Osaka Naomi is promoting this and that kind of stuff. So a lot of people got really upset, and they decided that they understand the situation way more than she does somehow. And so...I saw a lot of people like preaching her, basically, trying to educate her, which was pretty crazy to see. And how, you know, like, don't bring politics to sports, like that kind of a strange sentiment. I think it's really strong in Japan.
I think people here they want heiwa, they want order. They want safety. And a lot of people in Japan are not that interested in like what they perceive as just U.S. politics, you know, American political issues.
Yeah, I mean, not understanding is fine, but like feeling the need to attack someone who is in the situation, you know, who should know way better than you do, that's really a mystery to me. Like, why do you need to, you know, attack? Why do you need to like type in all these letters and in a tweet? And why do you have to attack this girl? Like, that's so crazy.
When they look at the news, they see videos of like buildings on fire and people getting hit with skateboards or run over or shot. And I think they're scared. They don't want.
Yeah, but then at the same time, there are so many articles, there are so many TV segments that explain why that's happening, you know? So to ignore all of that and decide that you are the knowledgeable one to preach Osaka Naomi is just, I just don't really get it.
Yeah, well, it's a complicated issue, and it's not like, you know, everyone in the United States is in agreement around that issue.
I guess I was just embarrassed because there were so many like really like embarrassing and vicious tweets in Japanese at her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she must have been surprised. I was surprised. I just felt really bad for her, and
I wish people on Twitter would be nice.
Yeah, it was just embarrassing. Tsugi.
A cult leader who claims to be a reincarnation of Jesus and leads a commune of around 4,000 people deep in the Siberian wilderness has been arrested. A special operation was carried out to infiltrate the compound and arrest 59-year-old Sergei Torop, known as Viserion by his followers. A Russian investigative committee intends to charge him with causing grievous bodily harm to two or more persons and using psychological violence to inflict serious harm. Sergei describes his mission as follows, that he was sent to Earth to teach mankind about the evils of war and the havoc that we were wreaking on the environment. The commune consists of 4,000 people living fairly autochthonously across 20 settlements following ecological principles. His devout followers are vegan and do not drink, smoke, or exchange money. The central settlement was originally founded on 2.5 square kilometers of land in 1994, but has extended to include many nearby villages.
イエス・キリストの生まれ変わりであると主張し、シベリアの荒野の奥深くで約4000人のコミュニティを率いていたカルトリーダーが逮捕されました。信者たちからヴィセリアンと呼ばれていた59歳のセルゲイ・トロップ氏を逮捕するため、ロシア当局は特殊潜入捜査を行い、調査委員会は彼が2人以上に深刻な身体的危害を及ぼした。また精神的暴力を用いて深刻な危害を加えたとして起訴する予定です。セルゲイは自分の使命について人類に戦争の悪と環境にもたらした大混乱について教えるため神は彼を地球に送ったと述べていました。4000人の信者たちは生態学の原則に従って20個の集落で自発的に暮らしていました。信心深い信者たちはヴィーガンでお酒やタバコはやらずお金のやり取りもしていませんでした。中央集落は1994年に 2.5 平方キロメートルの土地に作られましたが、その後付近の多くの村を含める形で拡張されました。私この人のさ、ヴァイスのドキュメンタリー超昔に見たことあるんだけど、見た？
うん、
なんかちょっとイラッとしたの覚えてんだよねこの宗教にイラッとしたんじゃない、まあ、宗教にもちょっとイラッとしたけど、そのヴァイスの人にちょっとイラッとしたから覚えてた。
He almost joined, right?
Yeah, he almost kind of joined.
he might be part of it by now.
なんかすごいこう平和だよね、まあ、ミッドサマーって映画あったけど、そんな感じで、まあ、この教祖は超ジーザスみたいな見た目をしてて、集落で 質素な暮らしをみんなが平和にしてて、まあ、誰でもウェルカムですよみたいな、すごい平和な感じでいいんだけど、なんかこう、あのさっきね、なんでイラッとしたかちょっともう一回見てみようと思って、それもう一回見たんだけどまたイラッとしたけど、あの結構ミソアジニーっぽい感じなんだよね。だから、
like、
女と男は
super strong gender roles。
そう、女と男は分けて教育して、で女はこう男の仕事は絶対やっちゃダメみたいな、で男の仕事をやる女には婦人科系の病気になって罰が下るみたいな話とか、あのバイスで取材に行ってる男の人にも、うん、なんか、あ、じゃああなたも彼女連れてきなよみたいな、私たちが彼女を教育してベストアシスタントにしてあげるみたいな、そこでイラーっとして、でなんかバイスの人もさ、はははみたいな感じで、最終的に、あ、自分も都会の生活に疲れたらこういうとこに来るのもいいなみたいな感じでさ、なんかいい感じに終わらせようとしてて、うん、いやいやいやいやっていう何言ってんのっていうね感じだったんだけど、
うん、
また、so、だから身体的危害とかっていうのはちょっと、もちろんそれはドキュメンタリーに出てこないからどういうことなのか、この逮捕された経緯がよく分かんないんだけど、
うん、
でも結構なんか不思議な、だからそのなんだろうね、ジェンダーロールを壊したら女に病気の罰が下ると か自殺は結構 OK みたいな感じなんだったかな。
What did the lady actually say when she was explaining the butter?
She said, なんか, if a woman tries to take a masculine role or men's work, then women will get a punishment by getting women disease. I was like, what's a woman
disease?
What was
the women disease? I thought she said something weird and
women,
mystical about like
I thought
like
women
the,
disease refers to like, you know,まあ、婦人科系の病気とか不妊とかそういうことなのかなって思ったけど、わかんない、よくわかんない。
I thought she was like pointing up and she was like、
まあ punishment ってことじゃないまあなんかロシア語だからよくわかんないけど、
If they took that part out, what would you think about this?
It looked
if they
really
take the misogyny part out,
it looked pretty chill. It reminds me of Rajneesh.
What's Rajneesh?
Wild Country っていう、 Wild Wild County だったかなっていう、あの Netflix のドキュメンタリーがあって、あのオショウって知らない？インドの Rajneesh っていう、もう超でかいカルトで、もう世界中から大量に人があの信者として集まって、めちゃくちゃでかいコミューンを作ってあの暮らしてた。あれいつなんだ、70年代とか。
This isn't theIndian cult leader we've talked about before, right? The
Ram Rahim.
What was his
name?
Not
the one that made the crazy Bollywood movies and stuff.
The superhero movie
yeah,
starring him?
Yeah, no. こっちはもっとなんかね、ヒッピーの神みたいな感じで、こうフリーセックスとか、あのそれも本当に、だから建築家の人もいるし弁護士もいるし、いろんな人が世界中から集まってるから、みんなで得意なことをやって村を作ろうみたいな。だ最初の入りからはもう、わあ超いいじゃんみたいな、もうみんなで超ピースって感じで、うん、なんだろう、そこで作った服を着てみんなで畑耕して、あの電気とかもちゃんと自分たちで作って発電して、あの楽しく暮らそうぜみたいな、すごいいい感じなんだけど、うん、もちろんいろんな問題が起きて、あの、まあ、セクシュアルアサルトとかもそうだし、まあ、殺人未遂とかいろいろ、まあ、物騒なことになっていくわけだけど、うん、ただまあ入りは本当にこの今回のロシアのやつと似てるというか、何もこう悪いことがないっていうの、みんないい人だし、もう戦争反対、環境破壊反対、もうない、正しいことしか言ってないみたいな。だからみんな入るんだよね、うん、当然何万人とかが。ただこうお金に支配されないで暮らすぞって言ってる割には、そのトップの人がロールスロイスめっちゃ乗ってたりとかまあそれちょっとあの
Is that all he gets out of it? Is a Rolls Royce? all this
and like tons of women who take care of him, and he gets to sleep with everyone. I think this Russian guy was harem. Like married to a 19-year-old or something that he raised or whatever, like gross detail. But
Is he more or less Jesus looking than Australian Jesus?
I don't know. They're both white, right? It's a white version of Jesus. But the hair and the beard and the clothing, they nailed it, I guess.
Do you think, how bad do you think this is?
What do you mean?
Like the fact that there are 4,000 people out living in the forest and they have this community and they have their values, they have their belief. How bad is this in terms of like cults?
Oh,
and like I'm
personally never against this kind of thing. Like so wild county とかもさ、その後問題が起きるのに決まってて、だからネットフリックスって番組になってるんだけれども、やっぱ最初、わあこれめっちゃいいじゃん、私もここ住みたいわみたいな、で私の夫も見ながら、これマミこの時代だったら絶対行ってるっしょみたいな、本当にこうみんなでヨガやって、もう本当にピースみたいな感じなのね。ただ、だから今回もさ、VICE のドキュメンタリー見てても別にみんなこう楽しそうに暮らしてるし、いいじゃんって感じなんだけど、こう結局やっぱりこのリーダーが男性で、なんだろう、女性、それこそジェンダーロールみたいなものがどうしてもあって、女性がその彼に仕えてたりとか、結構性的に搾取されてるみたいな、結局そこに行っちゃうんだみたいなのが多い気はする。でその10代の女の子とか本当に若い女の子が完全に搾取されているけど、もうそのコミュニティではそれがノーマライズされてるから、誰もこう問題視してないし、助けてもくれないし、だからセクシュアルアサルトとか起きてても、うん、まあ見て見ぬふりをされちゃうみたいな危険はまああるよね。
So it seems likeThis particular reincarnation of Jesus did bad things and got arrested. It didn't really seem to me like the followers were doing bad things. Skomade, you know? And,
まあ、だ、
and so,
そのラジニーズの時もそうなんだよね。結局ほとんど、大半は本当に、なんだろう、楽しく暮らしてるだけで、当然別に悪いこともしてないし、あのそのドキュメンタリーに出てる人もむしろいい思い出しかないみたいな、むしろ帰りたいぐらいなそれは別に自由だし、そういうのがあってもいいし、なんだろう、そこに住んでる時は本当に楽しかったんだろうなと思う。なんか社会から離れて、そういうある意味こう会社でのストレスとかさ、なんかお金がすごい大事とか、そういう価値観から一気に解放されて楽しく暮らすっていうのが正常に機能するんであれば、あのオプションとしてあったら全然いいだろうなと思うけど、ね、こうだんだんおかしくなってきて超法規的な感じになってくると、あの被害者が出てしまうから難しいんだろうなと思うけど。
Do you think you'd be more like the Vice documentary guy if it was like a non-misogynist version of the same cult? You know what? I might join this cult. You know, like, I find myself wanting to be more like these people. You know?
Yeah, I mean, それだ、そう、まさにだから、そのネットフリックスのやつを見たときは、私本当に、わー、めっちゃいいね、みたいな。楽しそう。だからみんなが得意なことをやればいい、よくて、食べ物とかもこうみんなでシェアしてとか、子育てもみんなで一緒にやりましょうねとか、そのコミュニティがちゃんとある。
What about bad people? What about bad people?
He didn't really talk about that.
There's just no bad people in this entire community.
Well, because I mean, like, they're not, they're, well, in this Indian case, they it wasn't like they were in the middle of a jungle or anything. So they could have just called the cops if they wanted to, you know? Like, if there was an actual, like, problem, then they could have always, you know, talked to the law enforcement. So it's not like they really built the society from, like, scratch, right? I guess.
Do you think these communities need a Jesus?
I don't know.
They certainly think they do, right?
Yeah, because that's how it started, right?
Like, what's going on there right now? If the vice guy, if one of these people goes back to this community right now, I mean, are they all just, like, what happens to a society when Jesus gets arrested? Like, what?
Nah.
I guess they're praying a lot.
Or they just go home. Because what's the point? Or maybe there's a successor.
They are home, aren't they? Aren't they home?
I guess.
These people live off the land completely.
Yeah.
They have like a sort of an indigenous lifestyle. They're all vegan.
Maybe they have a successor already, you know? The second Jesus.
He's been reincarnated already.
Or...
Again.
Maybe you can exist in multiple physical bodies. I don't know.
Do you think he had a plan? Like a contingency plan? Like a post-Jesus plan?
I don't know.
Because Jesus would, right? I think.
Would have a plan? Well, Jesus didn't have a plan. That's why he got executed.
I thought that was the plan.
I thought he had a plan and it didn't work, and that's he got executed.
It was like,
I mean, in the Bible, like the last words, I don't remember the exact words, but it definitely sounded like he was kind of surprised that it was actually happening and he was going to die. So the impression to me was always that, you know, it was not, that was not the plan. That was not what he expected. Right? What was the last words?
Well, I guess it's supposed to be God's plan, but I thought...
Yeah, and he was kind of like, why? Like, why is this happening to me? Like, that was...
I don't remember any last words specifically from the Bible, but... Yeah. I mean, I think... I thought part of the plan was like... allowing humans to mess it up or something. But I don't know.
It was like, God, my God, why have you forsaken me? See, literally he said, why? So, you know, to me, my interpretation is that he didn't expect it. And he was like, he thought that something would happen and he would be rescued. And, you know.
And humans bungled it. It's sort of
on.
Like the Garden of Eden, right? Like you weren't supposed to eat that fruit. Like that wasn't part of the plan.
Right. Solana.
Or was it, right? So we don't really know. Like, why did you put the fruit there then? Like, why did you send Jesus down here then? Don't you know we're going to like witch hunt and like...
Right. Like, I guess...
You know what I mean? It's like a setup.
Well...
Like the fruit was a setup, 100%, right?
Yeah, but obviously God, I mean, throughout the Bible, it's proven again and again that God doesn't have control over everything, right? I mean, things happen and it surprised him. Like,
well, I think God not having control over everything was like the point.
Right.
So the mistake that... You know, if you eat the forbidden fruit of knowledge or whatever, then, you know, we are condemned to our awareness. And then by being condemned to awareness, consciousness, we are now in a position to make moral and immoral choices, something that did not exist before.
Right.
And that self-awareness is why we are ashamed of our natural form. We
right.
have to wear clothes and cover dinglings and
yeah.
stuff. But, you know, that was like the choice to suffer and learn, right?
Yeah, so...
was part of the plan.
So Jesus had a plan. God might have had a plan too. We never know what that was.
We're in the plan.
But so at least Jesus had a plan.
The fruit kicked off the plan. We used to be in the Garden of Eden just chilling, you know, coconut milkshakes, whatever you want. Like, we were just chilling in the Garden of Eden, which was nature, no consciousness, no moral dilemma, no, you know, no opportunity to completely fuck it up. Now, we're all in a position to completely, completely fuck up our lives. Every single person on Earth has the total ability to do that.
Because, you know... women always fuck shit up, right? That's what the Bible says.
Oh, because Eve, she's just one woman. Don't generalize the entire gender.
Well, she's the beginning of all the women. And she's even made of like a leftover bone of a man. So... great.
That's pure science right
great,
there.
Great, you know, thanks.
That's some future. Can you imagine if that becomes possible? That they can take like marrow a cells bone. From your rib and then make the female version of me? So like, could they take some stem cells from my, I mean, it doesn't have to be a rib, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to create a person using... part of them like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we can almost do that. I think we could do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it totally makes sense.
No. What? どういう結論? 次.
A new study by researchers at the Institute of Marine Biodiversity, Exploitation, and Conservation, and published in PLOS Biology, found that in animals... predator avoidance behaviors such as vigilance, freezing, and fleeing rapidly lessen after contact with humans. The team analyzed the results of 173 studies looking at anti-predator traits in 102 species and found that anti-predator traits initially became highly variable across individuals and then rapidly weakened over generations of continued contact with humans. The authors speculate that the behavioral shift is caused by reduced selective pressures in artificial environments, followed by artificial selection for docility for domesticated animals. The study also found that domestication reduced anti-predator responses 3 times faster than urbanization, and that captivity resulted in the slowest changes. Furthermore, herbivores changed their behaviors more quickly than carnivores, and solitary species changed more quickly than group-oriented animals. The research likely has implications for most domains of human-animal interaction, including conservation, urban planning, captive breeding, and livestock management.
PLOS Biology に掲載された Institute of Marine Biodiversity, Exploitation, and Conservation の研究で、動物の警戒、硬直、逃避など捕食者回避行動は人間との接触後に急速に減少していることが分かりました。チームは102種類の動物の捕食者に対抗する特性を調べた173の研究結果を分析し、人間との接触により捕食者への反応がまず個体によって大きく変動し、その後継続的な接触で急速に弱まることを発見しました。チームはこうした行動の変化は人工的な環境での選択圧の低下と、それに続き飼い慣らされた動物の従順さをベースにした人間の選択によって引き起こされていると推測しています。また動物の家畜化は都市化の3倍の速さで捕食者への反応を減らし、監禁状態の動物が最も変化が遅いことも発見しました。さらに草食動物は肉食動物よりも早く行動を変え、孤独な種は集団で暮らす種より早く変化しました。動物保護、都市計画、飼育下の繁殖、家畜の管理など人間と動物の関わりにおけるほとんどの領域でこうした変化が起きていると考えられます。うん。
Yep.
面白いね。
Have you noticed this happening in your life?
Um, Well, with cats, I guess. How they visibly get domesticated just by living with us.
No. What about, like, other animals?
Other animals wa どうなんだろう、わかんないけど、前も話したかもしれないけど、ニュージーランドかどっかの無人島に行った時には、そのそこにずっと住んでる鳥がすごい近づいてくるのね、あっちから。ちっちゃい鳥なんだけど、スズメぐらいの大きさの、
うん、
めちゃくちゃ近づいてきて、すごい貴重な鳥なのに。でそれは
Is it flying or walking?
いや、あの飛んでるし、ぴょこぴょこもするし、ほんとスズメみたいな感じで、でもびっくりするぐらいあっちから近づいてくるんだけど、それはこうずっと無人島で管理されてるから、あの人間から怖いことをされたことがない。なのでその、まあ、人間を敵だと思ってないし、何か被害、害を与えてくるとも思ってないっていうのが代々続いてる、長い間続いてるからだよって言われたのは覚えてる。
Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, I was going for a walk in the morning, and a humongous amount of trash had been ripped out and strewn across the street, and like tons and tons of trash. And there was just this one crow there picking at the trash. And I walked up to the crow, and it didn't leave.
Mm.
I'm just like standing next to the crow, and I'm like, you know, get out of here. And so I followed, like I tried to walk into the crow.
Okay.
And the crow walked, well, like hopped up this flight of stairs to this like apartment, like 4 or 5 steps. And like is waiting for me.
Ah, もう顔覚えられたな。
And the crow's like, you're not gonna come up the stairs. You're too lazy. I'm like, you're right. And so I just kept walking. But like the crows have really been conditioned to a point now where, I feel like I notice the difference every year. Maybe I'm crazy, but I feel like I can get closer and closer to crows every year. And now it's to the point where, like, you can really just walk all the way up to the crow.
Right.
Like, if I had a net, I could just catch it like this. But, you know, most, like, birds in nature get the heck out of there if you get anywhere close, you know?
まあそうね、鳩もそうだよね。うちの子供とか鳩こう追いかけようとするけど、なんだろう。確かに今マイケルが言ったみたいに、どこまで追いかけてくるかってもう分かってるから、こう必要最小限しか逃げないじゃん。もうちょっとだけ1メートルぐらい移動してもう逃げたことにするみたいな。
And that distance is getting smaller and smaller,
I guess. そうね。
Have youI've caught a pigeon with my hands. Like, you can just grab it like this. It's just there.
私ね、幼稚園の時、友達が両手で掴める子だったの、2羽、同時に。幼稚園だよ。すごくない？ちっちゃい女の子だったんだけど、こう、そーっと近づいてて、バッて2羽、両手に掴む。
Where? The 足？ Where?
Like... いや、足、え、どこ掴んでたんだっけ？なんか、足づかみみたいな、上から。
What, like the body?
首んとこかな。
You have to be like an NBA player to like palm a pigeon.
I think she was grabbing either the tail part or the
neck.
Yeah. 本当に。でそれが特技みたいな感じで、あのお母さんたちもみんな知ってたんだけど、なんかすごいねみたいな。Yeah. まあそういうのはね、でもあんまりないというか、実際に掴もうとする人間はいないから、そんなに警戒する必要ないもんね、ハトも。But why is it that herbivores change their behaviors more quick? Because なんだろう、カーニバルズの方がさ、余裕かましててもいいわけじゃん。
Well, I think the range of potential behavior is much greater in a herbivore because their anti-predatory effects are like super jumpy, right?
Like,
think about like rabbits or something. Like rabbits just freak out and just bang, you know, they're gone. So there's less change in more predatory animals because there's less need. I mean, there are animals that have predators and are predators too, obviously. But herbivores, you know, they eat plants. And, you know, plants don't run away.
Yeah,
so all their behavior is anti-predatory. None of it's really predatory, right? Yeah. Isn't it weird that there are, like, they're so clearly like a deer and then like a, I don't know, a tiger or a lion or something, right? And they both have four legs. They kind of hang out in the same sort of places. One of them has to run when the other one shows up. And it's, the nature, when you watch these nature documentaries, it's like, oh, there's a, you know, there's an animal trying to eat plants, and then there, and then an animal that's trying to eat animals shows up. You know, it's like a, I guess that's the overall pattern.
What?
Let me see. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you just have to loosely describe nature, obviously there's all sorts of things. There's courtship behavior. There's, you know, weird parasitic and symbiotic relationships and, you know, fungi and crazy stuff. But sort of the fundamental thing is,
I like when the,
something eating something.
I like when the herbivores kind of decide to turn around and,
like, try to fight
back.
Yeah,
try to fight back and actually chase the predator away. Like, that happens sometimes, right? And there are a ton of videos.
Which animals does that happen with?
I actually see it in like a lot of animals because I love watching that kind of stuff. Like deer, like tiny little deer, like sometimes they'll just, なんだろう、もう本当にどうせ死ぬならみたいな感じで、some individuals would just turn around and start running towards the predator, and the predators get surprised and they just run away. そういうの見ると、なんだろう、あ、もうなんていうの、もう決まりき、答えが決まってて、もう絶対ダメってわけでもないんだっていうか、あんまり起きないことだからこそ、多分プレデター側がびっくりするんだと思うけど、これで生き残れる時もあるんだみたいな。面白い。
Yeah, I think I've seen those videos too, where, you know, maybe a young calf or something is being attacked, and then like several elephants or whatever they are will like, coordinate and try to fight off like the attacker. Yeah.
So this study reminded me of, so 結構前にさ、うちの猫なんか研究に参加してるって言ったじゃん。動物の猫の顔の研究してる人がいて、うちの猫の糞をこう採取して送るみたいな。でまだ今論文書いてるところらしいんだけど、その途中経過としてうちの猫の糞の中のコルチゾールのレベルがどうだったかっていうのをわざわざ教えてくれたのね。でなんか、まあ、他の研究に参加した猫に比べてすごい低い方でしたって言われてめっちゃ嬉しかった。コルチ
Did that lower your cortisol?
Yeah. やっぱ子供が生まれてさ、まあ、子供生まれる前よりは構える時間も少なくなっちゃったし、こう子供が予測不能な動きしたりするから猫が逃げたりとか、結構ストレスなんじゃないかなと思ってたから、あ、よかったと思って。で ファービーよりティガーの方がそれでも若干コルチゾールのレベルが高いって書いてあって、うん、でもすごい納得というかティガーの方が神経質だからそれがやっぱちゃんと数値に出てるんだと思って面白かった。
That's pretty cool.
いやでそれもやっぱ野生の時のコルチゾールのレベルに比べたらもう全然比べ物にならないと思うんだよね。当然なんだけど、
Or like all these 野良猫 that are I don't really know what the status of these outside cats are, but they're like they seem less domesticated than indoor, obviously. Yeah. But they're obviously not just totally wild, you know.
Yeah, it depends, right? Some cats get food from some restaurants or whatever, like someone's feeding them とかだと結構フレンドリーな子もいるし。でもやっぱり寿命がね全然違うから外にいると 5,6 年とかしか生きられないけど、うん、家にいたらみんなね10年とか生きる猫も15年とか長いとすごい長生きする猫もいるから、
うん、I wonder if that's true for like birds and stuff, you know, like crows. Like if you had an indoor crow, would it just live to 100?
わかんない、生きそうだよね雰囲気的にはわかんないけどね、カラスすごい可愛いから見た目は好きなんだけどやっぱ大きいし攻撃されたら怖いなって思うからすごい圧があるじゃん。だからなるべく近寄らないようにして、特に自分の子供一緒にいたりするとさ攻撃されたら怖いから、うん、もう見ないようにしてるけど。
It seems like them being less afraid of humans has caused them to interfere、うん、with human life more、yeah.You know, and I don't know where it ends up. Like, eventually, are they cool? Like, they're nice? Like, we're so nakai with crows that it's like, you know,
カラスは
they're a good thing.
野生だと15年、飼育だと20から30年だって。
2倍じゃん。
すごいね。
It's pretty significant.、
うん、長いね。わお。ロンドンで飼われていたカラスは60歳まで生きた例もある。
わお。
わお。すごいね。
That's cool. That, things like crows, cats, they live in the city. They live with us, right? Like we're, this is sort of like their, not really their natural habitat, but kind of is now.、Mm.Like, what's their natural habitat? The forest?
Yeah, right.
Well, where else?
Cats kill so many Somewhere with birds, tree. Right?
Yeah.
なんかすごい数なんだよね。I see free-ranging domestic cats kill 1.3 to 4.0 billion birds annually.
They kill a lot of other things too.
Yeah.
Didn't they have they had some cat problem in Australia and they had to get rid of a lot of cats.
そうだからその無人島、あのニュージーランドの無人島とかも船に間違えて猫が乗ってきちゃうとかを絶対に防がないといけないみたいな、うん、本当に猫がもうその島上陸した瞬間にそこの鳥全部絶滅するぐらいの勢いで殺しちゃうからあのそう鳥にとっては猫は本当に天敵というか一匹いるだけで大変な被害を被っちゃうみたいな。
It's a killer. And if you have those little fuzzy kiwi bird things, like that thing is basically a yarn ball with a beak.
Yeah.
Like it's
Yeah, they're so cute, right? 超可愛いよね。
It doesn't look real.
I know.
It can't fly, right?、Mm. Can it fly?
I don't think so. They're just fluff and they'reいや、they're 本当にフラフボールだよね、ただの。一瞬でいなくなっちゃうよ、本当に。
What do they do?
They just walk around.
Do they do anything?
でもうずらとかもさ、めっちゃ可愛いよね。Some birds
yeah,
are cute.
But they can fly.
Some birds are creepy looking, but some birds are really cute.
I just don't understand these birds that can't fly and they're really small. It's like nothing killed you? Like there's nothing? No cat, no, I don't know, boar, no, like nothing? Even like a big lizard, like something. Like how can you just look like a little stuffed animal and walk around? It's crazy.
Yeah. I know.
So for those sorts of animals, like, maybe kiwi birds have some anti-predatory responses too. And maybe there are predators. I actually don't know, but for animals that are dependent on their anti-predatory responses to stay alive, tourism can actually destroy those species. Mm. So that's like one of the main concerns of this study. And so when tourists go and interact with animals, you know, you are lowering their defenses against real predators, mm. you know, real other animals in that ecosystem that want to kill mm. them. So, and they found that this happens in the first generation. So wow. Originally they thought like, yeah, well, if we, you know, a bunch of humans keep visiting for like generations of the animal, then the genes will eventually change and it'll be a problem. But no, in this study, they found that in the first generation of animals, their anti-predatory instincts weakened dramatically pretty much right away from exposure to humans, because mm. humans interact with them and then they're not dead. Mm. And that's like shocking to an animal that has spent its whole life running away from stuff. So their behavior adapts quite quickly to their detriment. Mm. They found this was also true for capturing animals and releasing them. They found that captured animals actually maintain their anti-predatory response mm. If they are not interacting with people so mm. much, because it's not really a friendly situation. Yeah. So it does make me wonder about like animal rights and animal treatment and stuff. You know, if they're tagging an animal for tracking, or if they are capturing animals for some other reason, maybe you don't want to treat it too nice if you're going to have to release it back into the wilderness, mm. you know, because it might be like, you know, I saved this animal and, you know, I'm here and I have a baby bottle and we're like super good friends now. But as soon as you put it back into the environment, it's toast, so, you know, so if you're going to interact with an animal that much or care for it, then you probably just have to take it out of the ecosystem, or it may not.
Yeah, that's so
do as well as it was supposed to.
That's so counterintuitive, right? It's so sad.
Well, you're going to make them soft and then they go out there and get killed. Yeah. And they're, you know, whatever the animal is, if it's a monkey or something, like their parents or their whatever taught them how to survive. And then humans bring them indoors and there's like the AC on and television's playing. And it's like, oh, you're going to be okay. You know, you're okay. And then you like give them a bath and like, you know, wash their hair or whatever. And you let them go and they get freaking murked by predator.
Well, I mean, to some extent, I'm sure that's taken into consideration if they're putting like chimps or, you know, orangutan or whatever, when they put them back into the nature. Like, I don't think they keep these animals in your bed or something, you know, as opposed to
they're not gonna sleep in your bed. Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes if you know that they're not gonna be able to go back into the nature for whatever reason, you could just live with this animal, right, and just be in your living room right. all day every day. But
then you also are excluding that animal from procreation and participation in its, you know, tribe or its, you know, little social group among the other orangutan, you know, and they have their orangutan Jesus commune that they need to get back to. Like, you're abducting.
No. I mean, like, for a legitimate reason, sometimes, like, you just can't put them back in the nature, right? Maybe they're, like, I don't know, too sick, or I don't really know, but.
Well, if they're going to die anyways, then.
Or they were like.
I think that's fine, but.
You know, kept as a pet by some stupid person, and then you rescued them, or I don't know, but.
But I think it makes sense, you know, if you released your cats into the wilderness, like, they wouldn't be able to hang.
No way. My cats, know, with, no like, way. They won't even last a day. I mean, yeah, they were originally wild, you know, when they were born. Up to, like, almost half a year. It's too late.
If they had stayed in nature from the beginning, you know, they'd still have those instincts. Yeah. And, you know, they would be in this, like, scary world where things are trying to rip their head off, which is sort of what nature is.
Yeah, so done. Yeah, one thing I can never forget this is something I saw on TV, Japanese TV forever ago, was about Japanese zoo, and they were caring for this neglected lion cub. And this guy's, like, taking such good care of this baby lion, and in his house, and, you know, like, a pink blanket and stuffed animals and everything. It was so nice. But then, you know, when the cub is chotto okkiku nattara, sono zoo ni modoru wake jan. And suddenly it's the stone walls and floors and nanka mo tada no ori mitaina. So pink blanket and stuffed animals no sekai kara kyū ni mo nante iu rōgoku mitaina. そのギャップがすごすぎて悲しくなったことはある。
But what else can you do with a lion, a full-grown adult lion that, like,
well,
not everyone can be that lion guy on YouTube that, like, hugs the lions and stuff. Like,
yeah, but at least, I mean,
that's an anomaly.
If I had to choose, I prefer safari park over zoo, like Japanese-style zoo with just, you know, a tiny room and it just cages. And naka safari park no hoga mada the lions look better, as in, like, kenami toka mo kirei, they look healthier. Naka nante no songen ga aru teiu ka sa. So yeah, if I had to choose, I'll just put them in the safari park type environment, not just.
But there's not that many safari parks, right?
In Japan?
Or, like, in the. Yeah, but also, like, in the world. I think there's way more. There are way more, like, zoos, like, traditional zoo type zoos than, like, safari park style zoos. I think safari park in Japan, they only have, like, a few lions there. They can't take care of, like, everyone's extra lions.
Well, I don't think
people can just be like, hey, can you guys take my lion? You know,
well,
like,
that doesn't really happen here. Unless you're in the States, where apparently anyone can keep tigers and lions. But
it happens all the time. People are trying to figure out what to do with their extra lions.
Or some, like, Middle Eastern countries where they're always posting photos of cheetahs in your car or something like that.
Are they doing that? They're putting cheetahs in their car?
Yeah. You haven't seen these pictures? Like, a 超高い車の助手席にチーター乗ってるみたいな。めっちゃあるよ、そういう写真。Like, その、
it's not CGI.
アラブの金持ちの写真みたいな。No, they actually just have them as a pet.
That many different people own cheetahs as pets?
Yeah.
Like, all the supercar people have cheetah pets?
I think that's the thing. なんか流行りみたいな。
This is just have a cheetah.
みんなチーター買
って。Are you sure it's not like a serval or something?
No. チーターだよ。本当のチーターだよ。 ググってみ、めっちゃ出てくるから。
ジュンチーター
。ペットチーター。People are crazy.、I don't even know if it's legal.
Why doesn't it kill them? Are they domesticated cheetahs?
Yeah, they're just like big cats.
And you can do that? You can domesticate a cheetah?
I think you can rip your face off. Yeah. I think so. I mean, you can even domesticate tigers and lions, right? I mean, there's always a risk that they'll just eat you or kill you. But, you know, if you can accept that, you can keep them as a pet, right?
Elephants seem way too nice. Like, it's crazy. Elephants are so big. They could just grab you.
No, they're so dangerous.
They could smash your head into the ground. They're so nice, though, aren't they? Like, all these people just riding elephants around.
That's because...
I have friends that ride elephant.
That's because they kind of use force to domesticate them. Elephants are very dangerous. If you talk to anyone who's been in, like, the zoo industry, they'll tell you that elephants are really dangerous. So if you don't know what you're doing, you should never try to keep huge. Them.
They're absolutely huge. So, yeah, they're dangerous. But, you know, in parts
chill.
Southeast Asia, they have tons of elephants that seem extremely docile.
Yeah, because they basically abuse them.
Well, yeah, they poke the elephants and stuff, but the elephant is so big that it could just crush your head.
Yeah, but they don't do that because they're maybe scared. They've been trained to obey humans, which is heartbreaking. But no, originally, I don't think they're tame or chill at all. They're, you know, they're big and they're strong, obviously.
Yeah, they're really big. But, you know, they have elephants, like, painting and stuff. I'm just saying that compared to most large animals, like, you can't really, you know, alligators don't paint.
Well, yeah, it just means that they're smart and we take advantage of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean that they're, you know, weak or chill. So. バイリンガルニュース文字起こしや各エピソードごとの宿題は公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。Android、iPhone、iPad、Mac で公式アプリありますので、あと英語文字起こしテキスト読み放題プラン月額240円に入ると英語表現解説エッセイが読み放題になったりとかいろいろあります。宿題も毎週いろんな、yep. 何問題を出しているのでどういう勉強すればいいか分かんないっていう人はぜひやってみてください。
We have word lists every week、
ね、エピソードごとの単語リストもあるしすでに購読して使っているよっていう方々本当にありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
ウェブサイトももうすぐ復活する予定なので、そうしたらストアも同時に復活するので、yes. そちらもお願いします。
お願いします。
また復活したらちゃんとお知らせします。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックもやってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
今日急に涼しいよね。
Yes, it's... Well, I think from yesterday, I guess.
昨日も涼しかったけど、今日なんか本当に寒いぐらい。
Is that what it is now? From like now on?
ね、どうなんだろうね。もうこのままだから冬になっちゃうのかな。もう皆さん風邪をひかないように気をつけて過ごしましょうっていう感じ。びっくりしちゃった。
When does it usually happen? Isn't it? I thought it was in October. It's when it like switches over, like October 7th or something ish.
7th specific
at noon.
ね、なんかハロウィンの時にこう露出高い格好して出かけると寒いけど 出かけられないわけではないみたいなレベルだった記憶があるから、本当今ぐらいの、まあ今、だからちょっと早い。
It's not that cold today, right?
ちょっと早いよね。しかも台風来てるよね。
そっか。Which what number is it? Do you know?
No. 全然わかんない。てかさ、テネットって日本でやってるの？映画館ってやってんの？
あ、多分やってる。
やってる。
I think someone saw it.
誰？何知り合いがってこと
I don't know. I saw someone
like Twitter とかで見た
writing someone posted saying like they're from the future and they have to like write all their letters backwards or something、I guess it's some reference
これはさ英語館で見たいよね
What's is it safe to go to a movie theater?
I don't know
because it kind of has the
まあ、
you know the stadium seating? So if there's like, if a sick guy sits in the back, if you sit in the back, you're fine, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go and I'll sit in the very back.
まあでもレストランとかよりはマシなのかもね。なんていうの、だ、まあみんな、特に日本の映画館は誰も喋んないじゃん。アメリカの映画館はちょっと危ういけど、みんなベラベラ喋るから。でもみんなシーンとしてるし。
But it's Tenet.It's Nolan. People might be like gasping and like
gasping's fine.
Like
if you're inhaling,
you're gonna get yeah, you're gonna inhale, you know, particles around your mask because you're like right.
Well, I mean, you have to breathe anyways.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to wear a mask through the whole movie, right? If you're at a movie theater,
I hope so.
I'm assuming.
Ah, でもどうなんだろうね? Are people eating popcorns and stuff?
Yeah. People are eating popcorn, sipping their drink.、So,
まあでも多分だから隣とか周りに人がいないようにシーリングになってるんでしょうね、きっと。
I don't know how much the seating stuff really helps. Like, if any of these places are full and they have their little seating thing, like the middle seats open, it doesn't really seem like it's safe.You know what I mean?、Like, I always want a little more space than they're giving me.
でも全座席を販売しておりますって書いたんだけど。じゃあ空いてない、席は空いてないってことなのか。その、隙間が。まあでも来る人も少ないのかな、日本だと。なんて、満杯。
If there aren't that many people, then they should be able to leave.A bunch of seats open,
yeah.
right?
I don't know. さすがにね、これは映画館で見たいけど、ちょっと息子を預ける先が今ないじゃん。まあ預けようと思えば預けられるのかもしれないけど、ちょっと保育園も辞めちゃったし、まあ週2しかもと思って行ってなかったけど、誰にも預けてないから、ちょっとね見に行ける気はしない。
I can't really remember the last time I wanted to see a movie in the theater. It's been at least half a year, right?
Yeah. まあ何の映画でも私は映画館で見てもいいじゃいいんだけど、でもこれはねさすがにこれはさすがに映画館で見たい。Well, I don't pay for
it. It's like 7,000 and like
my husband does. So. そうね、でも。これなんかテレビとかで見たらもったいない感じするよね。
Yeah, of course. I mean, with Nolan's movies, the soundtrack is always like a huge part of it. So,
yeah.
And it's if you don't go to the theater for this, then what do you go to the theater for?
いや、本当それ。本当それだよね。
So that's my dilemma. It's like, well, if I don't see this in the theater, I'm never going to theaters ever again in my entire life. like,
そうなんだよね。
So,
yeah.
But I'd want to go at a weird time.
Yeah. When it's
when there's
kind
no
of empty,
people.
Yeah. そうだね。All right. おしまい。
以上です。はい。